This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden is taking action to curb gun violence as he met with survivors of a recent mass shooting in Monterey Park, California, Tuesday. In a speech, the president laid out the details of his new executive order on gun control.
More parents, teachers, police officers, health providers, and counselors know how to flag for a court that someone is exhibiting violent tendencies.
Biden added Congress should act to implement universal background checks and ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Back in January, 11 people were shot and killed in Monterey Park in a predominantly Asian-American community after a Lunar New Year festival. President Biden says he'll continue working to lower costs for Americans. His comment comes as the latest Consumer Price Index report showed inflation eased on an annual basis, but rose slightly in February over the prior month. Ohio is suing railroad company Norfolk Southern over the toxic train derailment in East Palestine last month. The state's attorney general explained what Ohio is looking to gain.
The state of Ohio has sued Norfolk and Southern over the February 3rd derailment and subsequent toxic spill that occurred near the village, in the village of East Palestine.
Dave Yost added that he's also seeking a declarative judgment that Norfolk Southern is responsible. The mortality rate for kids is rising fast.
A new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association says the mortality rate for children and teens spiked in 2020 and in 2021. The increase in deaths was driven by homicides, accidental drug overdoses, car accidents, and suicides. The mortality rate of Americans aged 1 to 19 increased by 11% from 2019 to 2020 and another 8% between 2020 and 2021. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
A nor'easter is bringing snow, high winds, and rain to the East Coast. As of Tuesday afternoon, there were well over 300,000 power outages. Flight delays are piling up as the strengthening storm brings in heavy snow as well. Upstate New York, most of New England are feeling the worst of it. More than 20 million people are under winter weather alerts. San Francisco could become the first major U.S. city to fund reparations for slavery and systemic racism. What would that look like? John Schaefer has more.
Under a plan being devised by a city-appointed task force, every black adult would receive a payment of $5 million, the elimination of personal debt and tax burdens, a guaranteed annual income of at least $97,000 for 250 years, and a house in San Francisco for just $1. Critics say this plan is financially impossible and would cost every non-black resident $600,000. But committee members fired back, saying this is an accurate estimate of what it would take to begin repairing the damage of slavery and discrimination.
A bill is moving forward in Florida to lower the minimum age when someone can buy a gun. The measure would allow anyone 18 years or older to purchase rifles and other long firearms. This would reverse a 2018 law that was put in place following the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in South Florida that killed 17 people and injured 17 others. A state House panel approved the bill to lower the age requirement yesterday. A Senate version of the bill has yet to be filed. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us. Welcome. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Scott Powell is with us, a member of the Committee on the Present Danger, China, and senior fellow at Discovery Institute. He's the author of Rediscovering America, a new release in the history genre. And Scott, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us, sir. How are you?
It's great to be with you.
Well, talking about our present danger, China, boy, big move this week, brokering a deal with Iran and Saudi Arabia. What is that saying?
Well, it's saying that China is expanding its influence in a region that traditionally it had stayed out of, and that does not bode well for any of the countries in that region. Mm-hmm. But particularly, I think it impacts the United States and Israel. The United States is, you know, isn't it incredible that we had the accords established on the Trump administration, which brought together quite a number of Sunni Arab states, Middle East states, to support, you know, to be no longer adversarial towards Israel. That didn't mean that they were allied to go to war with Israel, but that they made peace. And, you know, we are called to be peacemakers. So anytime we see authorities, governmental authorities pursuing peace, I think we have to look at that and recognize that that is God's direction to be going.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. So Israel now is more isolated because the fact that Saudi Arabia, which had been part of the accords, you know, making peace with Israel, is now made peace with Iran, which is truly Israel's mortal enemy, our mortal enemy. This is not a good development.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that does this have any impact on the Belt and Road Initiative that China has been, you know, has been progressing on? How does that play into that initiative?
Well, it's hard to know. I mean, essentially, China needs a lot of oil, and they were getting oil from Iran. They're probably going to get more oil from Saudi Arabia now. So their oil, their essential energy supplies are now protected because, you know, they have this new relationship. Now, will that lead to a Belt and Road type investment in Saudi Arabia and Iran? It's hard to know what, you know, But we certainly have seen patterns elsewhere in the world, both in Africa mm-hmm. and Latin America, where there are 40 ports now to the south of the United States in Latin America that are now where China is involved. 40 ports, major ports throughout Latin America, where China is involved in reconstruction and in getting a foothold, and they will change those ports from mercantile trading ports to military outposts.
Exactly.
If they have their way. Right.
Without a doubt. And Scott, I mean, here it is. President Biden surrendered our energy independence, and now, quite possibly, with this latest move, and of course, China's been licking their chops and other countries as well, to get America to surrender its hold on the petrodollar. Now, with them doing, you know, moving into this situation, I mean, access to oil, better access to oil, and brokering this deal now, this could put more pressure on that. This president has done more damage for us economically, and I say us, the United States, economically, in 2 years, but yet he wants to tell us differently, and he's running ads saying that we should call him and thank him. Thank him for what?
Thank him for what? I mean, we have seen under the Biden administration a government against the American people. You know, we're sending billions of dollars to a corrupt country, Ukraine, to protect its borders, right? And we won't even spend the money required to protect our borders. I mean, that says it all in some way.
Yeah, it is. There's a clear contrast. And it's not difficult to see, just like you said. He won't support our borders, but he'll send all kinds of money to a corrupt country. I think it was quite curious this past week. Tucker Carlson, to his credit, did something rather unique. Nobody else has been doing this. And this is just, hey, look, let's talk about the bench of Republicans for 2024. Let's ask them 10 questions about Ukraine and how they feel about it. I thought the answers were pretty good for the most part, and certainly quite revealing. Because these are questions and answers that we're not even asking of the Biden administration right now is in charge. You know, like, what is your vision? What's the long-term plan here? You know, the long-term plan, we just see what you're doing. And that is just to keep spending billions of dollars of money we don't have.
Absolutely. But moreover, you know, again, I spoke earlier about being a peacemaker. Mm-hmm. You know, a World War III is a disaster. We all know that. You know, we live in a nuclear age, and it is unthinkable that, the leading powers of the world, notably the United States, leads NATO, would be pushing Russia to a point of retaliation that would lead to world war. This is crazy. Mm-hmm. And,
And it doesn't help, Scott, either, when Russia's got some, you know, a jet jockey out there taking down a multi-million-dollar piece of military equipment. You know, that's not good.
No, it's not good. But don't forget that our weapons took down one of their, quite a number of their multi-hundred-million-dollar projects. I believe our missiles sunk one of their ships in the Black Sea, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So.
Yeah. I mean, all this stuff.
Russia is just getting a little bit more, you know, reminding us that they too can
retaliate. Sure, yeah. No question. But you know, all of a sudden they might wake up some of these generals that might say, "Oh gosh, let's set the pronouns aside. Let's go do what we're supposed to do, and you know, create a war and start, you know, blowing things up and, you know, killing people."
Yeah, you know, gee, Bill, I hadn't thought about that. You just raised this interesting point that you're implying that you're encouraged that our generals, our woke generals, are focused on crazy things so that they don't turn to inflicting more, you know, get on a wartime footing. I hadn't thought of that.
Well, you know, so goes the military-industrial complex. I mean, and this is all playing into the hands, all this money. I mean, after all, you had to recoup all that money that you lost in Afghanistan, right?
Absolutely. No, this is clearly, the best way of understanding this crazy behavior of the withdrawal in Afghanistan and the pursuit of a unnecessary, inappropriate war in Ukraine and Russia is that it is a huge windfall for the military-industrial complex in America.
And again, it exercises, it reminds everybody of how much power and control they have, right?
It does.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have ways to teach you. More from Scott Powell. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Fresh and independent, just what you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're coming on 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He is Scott Powell. Scott, of course, is a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute, author of Rediscovering America. Scott, off air for just a moment and relevant to China, we were talking about China's history and the pattern that seems to be replaying itself of all places here in the United States of America. It is amazing to me. I mean, you know, it all started out, you know, first of all, it was like, we talked about democratic socialism, the democratic socialist, Marxism, and now here we are. I mean, we're turning into full-blown communists.
Well, we have a communist revolution going on, no doubt about it, and it is, you know, we're living in a different world than under the Soviet, where the Soviet Union was the dominant, our dominant rival communist power. China, in some ways, has been far more effective at winning, of taking down America without fighting a war, and they're doing it through the patterns of Mao's communist revolution. You know, for instance, they emphasized in the Cultural Revolution, big emphasis on destroying traditions, culture, habit, and customs of the people. They emphasized the dividing of society by using what they actually called critical class theory, and using identity politics to divide society into oppressors and oppressed. That's precisely what's happening now with critical race theory. You know, they indoctrinated their youth. That's what's happening in our schools. They promote and they promoted people to have envy, hatred, and division. They changed the names of streets and locations. They changed the meaning of words. Isn't that what we see going on in our country now? They had struggle sessions, public shaming and denouncing and thought reform and re-education. That's what we see, I think, in our country. Mm-hmm. The worst is, you know, family members turning on each other. The government actually wanted that to happen. Neighbors turned on each other. Family members turned on their kids, turned on their parents. Neighbors ratted on each other. I mean, we saw this during COVID, the same pattern. We had the redefinition of social norms in China, the promotion of unisex and genderless identities in the Cultural Revolution, dressing girls as boys to create confusion and social chaos.
See, and all this happened in the early 1900s, right? I mean, so here we are.
The Cultural Revolution took place in the 1930s.
Yes.
Actually.
But I thought it started in the early.
No, wait. I'm sorry. I need to jump ahead. It happened in the 1960s, I meant to say.
Okay. Wasn't that the final phase of it though? It came in kind of phases, the way I was like
yeah,
anything, you know.
I mean,
right.
Mao seized power in 1949. China became a communist country, but they hadn't communized all their people, and and so the Cultural Revolution, they were fearful. The communists were also always fearful that the people would rise up, even though they're not as armed as Americans are. There was still fear that communists live in fear because they're trying to impose an unnatural system on people, and people of across all cultures want to be free. And so communists are always fearful. So they've got to have they've got to rule with an iron fist, and they want to transform culture to basically debilitate the people, which is really what we see going on in America. I mean,
right.
We are debilitating men. We are effeminizing men so they can't go and fight war, so they can't defend our country. We are reducing America to a country where no one's proud of our country. And why would you go to war if you don't believe in your country anymore?
Exactly. Exactly.
And this is what they're doing. This is the old Sun Tzu strategy of defeating an enemy without actually firing a bullet.
Yeah. When you think of all the money that they invested in order to elite capture our elected officials and key institutions to embed themselves in universities. We had, over 40 Confucius Institutes in the country. We even have a police station in New York.
I just heard that there's more than one Chinese police outpost in America. I'd like to drill down and find out if that's true.
Yeah. Well, quite possibly. But all this has been a process. I mean, even like, you know, what started in the early 1900s, they defined it as the initial Marxist period. I mean, Marxism came in to just kind of soften things up because you just can't. It's a very aggressive leap to take people into communism. And so here it is, over the years and decades, America's underbelly has been softened to accept the unacceptable.
Oh, I fully agree, and that's why you're doing great work, Bill. I can't commend you enough for what you're doing, and everybody that's listening, you've got friends and family. Remind them of this great show, this great service that Bill is doing, and let's grow Bill's audience, because you know, the media requires advertising, and advertising revenues are improved when there's larger audiences. So let's build Bill's audience.
Well, that's very kind of you, Scott. I appreciate the endorsement here. On this issue, again, for the sake of this country, what made this country is our Judeo-Christian ethic. And we've let go of that. Or at least we've said, okay, maybe we can't speak up. And the silent majority, that majority of people of faith that believe in peace over war, in goodness over evil, we have got to step up. We have got to confront evil, because if not, we already see how this is progressing, and we're going down the wrong road here, Scott.
Oh, absolutely. But I think the hope that everyone can have is that this darkness that is enveloping America, that's causing demoralization and confusion, where people no longer who to trust. Well, guess what? The source of truth is the Bible, and everybody knows that. A lot of people have resisted, but they still respect that there is this residual source of truth that they can turn to. And mm-hmm. So I think that the harvest time is great right now.
Yes, exactly. Well, look what's happening on these college campuses. Ashbury, for example, of course, they shut it down, which I think is interesting, what they did.
Well, they moved there. It, is what they did.
Yeah. I heard that, and I'm not sure if it, you know, I heard it was progressing to Rupp Arena in Lexington, and I'm not sure if that's where it all happened or if it's still happening on the campus there. Do you have an update on that?
I don't know, but I'm fascinated by it. I'm encouraged by it. Great.
Well, I am too. And it's not just there. It's another place. Even Canada, for example. So this is a worldwide event, you know, because we're hearing of revivals. You know, people are, you know, coming to the end of themselves and realizing that they can't do it. The fact of the matter is we never can do it. Without God, we're vulnerable. You know, we're nothing without God. And meanwhile, you've got all these acolytes who think that they know better, and it's laughable. Whether it has to do with the climate and all these other theories that they want to thrust upon the American people and forego the consistency and the history of the Word of God.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's amazing.
Well, what's also encouraging is these narratives are just coming apart one by mm-hmm. one.
Yeah.
I mean, the COVID narrative, the critical race theory narrative, so there's reason for hope. As these narratives come apart, people want to find the truth. They mm-hmm. no longer trust the media. They no longer trust their government. It's not a good thing. But if we can replace that with trusting in God mm-hmm. and God's word, many of our problems will get solved in the long term.
My big word and takeaway from the Jesus Revolution, the movie, about Calvary Chapel and Chuck Smith, was the word of desperate. Have you ever been desperate?
That's right.
And I think this is what we're coming down to, is that we're realizing our ways do not work, and people are becoming desperate. And I think there'll be more desperation in this time ahead, unless we turn to God, who says, "Hey, look it, I'm here. I'm here to help. And I really can do something about it." So let's see if we can trust him. Scott Powell, thank you.
I remind everyone that
message is provided by Beringer Ingelheim. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, is one of the more common forms of progressive fibrosing interstitial lung diseases, with symptoms including breathlessness during activity, a dry and persistent cough, chest discomfort, fatigue, and weakness. There are more than 200 lung disorders that can lead to pulmonary fibrosis, an irreversible scarring of lungs that can negatively impact lung function, quality of life, and may become life-threatening. While approved treatments for people living with these diseases can help slow disease progression, new therapies are needed to help potentially stop progression. Fortunately, there is new research underway to assess the safety and efficacy of an investigational treatment in patients with IPF and other progressive ILDs. This is part of Boehringer Ingelheim's Phase 3 Global Fibrinear Program. To learn more about Fibrinear and eligibility requirements, visit fibrinear-ipf.longboat.com and fibrinear-ild.longboat.com.
USA News Update. The Pentagon is calling Russia's interception of a U.S. drone over the Black Sea unprofessional.
Two Russian Su-27 aircraft conducted unsafe and unprofessional intercept with a U.S. Air Force intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance unmanned MQ-9 aircraft.
Russian jets forced down a U.S. drone flying in international airspace Tuesday morning. Brigadier General Pat Ryder said these type of aircraft have been flying over the region for some time, and intercepts are not uncommon. The state of Ohio suing railroad company Norfolk Southern over the toxic train derailment in East Palestine last month. Attorney General Dave Yost announced the state seeking damages, civil penalties, and a declarative judgment that Norfolk Southern is responsible.
Among the things we note in the complaint are Norfolk Southern's escalating accident rates, up 80% over 10 years.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Joshua Phillip back with us, Epoch Times investigative reporter. Joshua, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Real pleasure. And it's doing well. No shortage of big stories these days, put it that way.
Well, here it is. I mean, you know, for you and all the great work you've been doing at the Epoch Times, especially as it relates to COVID and January 6th, here we've got the release of the footage. My first thought, to be honest with you, when I heard that Kevin McCarthy was releasing the video footage, I'm going, why didn't you give it to Epoch Times? I mean, with all the investigating and everything that you did, which was probably more comprehensive than anybody else that I'm aware of, and I'm not saying that just to blow smoke. I think everybody would agree what you did in presenting the case on January 6th was epic, and it was incredible. And congratulations to you and the staff for doing that, for bringing the truth to the American people. But now, be that as it may, it is Tucker Carlson has the footage. And my sense is, particularly in the last couple nights, I don't know if you agree with this, that he's getting a lot of pressure, no doubt, even from within Fox, that he's kind of held back the last couple nights. And I don't know. But it just seems to be an obvious throttling back of the information of the video footage. Do you have any comment on that?
Well, first off, thanks, and I appreciate the nod and remembering the documentary I did on that as well. But yeah, I got the same sense from Tucker Carlson. The first night he came out with his videos, it was very powerful. He dedicated the majority of his show to it. I think like almost 40 minutes. You know, the other news segment was actually very short at the very end. But he showed a few things that were important. One is he showed that the guy with the big bullhorn hat, you know, the QAnon shaman, everyone calls him, that he was escorted through the entire Capitol building by police. He had a escort. And they were opening doors and stuff. You know, it looks like entrapment. Leaked that very much looked like entrapment. And they put him in prison for 4 years for that. And also they denied those videos to his lawyer, which was illegal. That's actually technically illegal. You know, so we'll see what happens with that. He also showed, for example, some different you know, evidence that Ray Epps allegedly was still walking around after he claimed that he had left already, suggesting he lied in some of his testimonies. And also, he showed, you know, he showed some other videos too. I think the last one he brought on, the shorter segment he did after that was with one of the police officers who actually, you know, did the evacuations and was really trying to get extra. He evacuated the House and the Senate actually.
Yeah, he was basically in charge of those critical sectors, right?
He was. So actually, we actually had the exclusive on that officer, funny enough.
Really?
We were in touch with him, and he came out, as a whistleblower. So he actually had requested, we even got, in fact, his police radio chatter, not necessarily from him, but we did obtain that. And, you know, you hear in the radio chatter, he's saying he can get everybody out, he has a clear window, you know, he needs backup, he's being denied backup, he's being denied request to get people out. He takes his own initiative and actually evacuates, I believe, the House. The Senate chamber was still there after he tried evacuating them as well and it was denied. Had he done that, Ashley Babbitt, that woman who was shot and killed by Officer Byrd, would not have been killed. Had this officer been able to carry out what he requested to carry out and demonstrated he was capable of carrying out. So that's a huge one. But Tucker Carlson did interview him and did a shorter segment on his story.
Right. Well, the other thing, too, and you brought this out as well, is that there was something like 90 minutes of delay. I mean, he's asking for help. He's going up the chain of command, and he doesn't hear anything back for like 90. Are you kidding me? I mean, in that kind of situation where seconds matter, you get a response 90 minutes later. That's just unbelievable, especially in light of, you know, all the money supposedly that we spent, taxpayer money, to fortify operations around the Capitol building after 9/11, as you recall, and this is the kind of incompetence that's on display. It is one thing to think maybe it's incompetent, but another thing to really think that, well, this was all part of the plan.
Well, and some of the emails coming out now are suggesting that, frankly, it might have just been part of the plan, like you said. We know now that there was what looked like an intentional and, at the very least, conscious reducing of security at the Capitol ahead of all of this. Exchanges of folks close to Nancy Pelosi and the officers who were in charge of security that day talking about reducing security. Why would you do that? Yeah. You know, I know people say, well, didn't Trump tell people go to the Capitol? Yeah, he told people to go because they had a permit to hold an event there.
Right.
And they received the permit from the city. It was a permitted event that was supposed to have a speaker stage and everything. And, you know, why is it the Nancy Pelosi, while you're having Trump get a speaker stage and get things set up, take steps to reduce the security? What logic would lead somebody to do that? Aside from all the other anomalies we saw, I think that alone really should be something that justifies, you know, really serious investigation.
Well, they knew days in advance. You know, they said there's a crowd coming. They saw flight manifest. They were checking out all this intel, and they knew that there were thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that were coming to D.C. See, what some people think that, you know, sometimes because we've been led to believe by the legacy media and those that have been operating as the propaganda arm for Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic Party, is that this was somehow spontaneous. Joshua, you can't make this happen in a couple of days.
No.
This was something logistically put into motion months ahead, and this was a trap. And sadly, American citizens, freedom-loving citizens, who were scratching their heads and wondering what the heck happened in November, came down to exercise their civic duty and right to ask questions, to say, look, we want to protest what seems to be incredible to us. And the answer by the leading party, the majority party, the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi, is to have a Jan 6 committee after they've contrived this whole circus. A serious circus, a dangerous circus, in order to hide what happened back in November.
Well, and it gets even worse than that. It gets even worse, of course, as we talked about. But, you know, one of the points that's actually missed with all of this is what Trump's motive would have been. Actually, if you read Trump's community, if you read, you know, what he was saying leading up to this whole thing on January 6th, mm-hmm. If you're really looking at what he was saying, Trump, it was in his interest to actually allow for these hearings to take place. It was in his interest to do that, because what was actually planned on January 6th was that members of Congress were supposed to go up and they were going to go over every drop of evidence of election fraud on the world stage in front of the American people. Mm-hmm. And Trump, when he was saying, you know, watch what's going to happen, that's what he was referring to. That was in Trump's interest. That's what he wanted to have happen, that every drop of evidence of election fraud was going to be shown to the entire world. And it wasn't even the protesters on January 6th that disrupted, you know, the counting of the votes, which is what they're being charged with, is the biggest charge, you know, the 20 years in prison. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even that, it was the bomb threat. There was, of course, the pipe bomb threat, which the FBI doesn't seem to be really doing much on, frankly.
Yeah, that's really gone silent. Both, yeah, and bombs there at the RNC and DNC, right?
So they say.
Yeah.
We're not getting much stuff from that one. Yeah.
Right. Are you surprised with the reveal here that, the head of the committee, Benny Thompson, admitted that the committee never had access to the videos, they never analyzed the tapes, but yet what they give us, 830 pages reporting on all that happened on January 6th? How could that be?
It's ridiculous, and I think there's a reason why my video is being withheld. The videos do not in any way show anything the other ones don't show in terms of what would constitute a security threat. But the videos show the full context of the selectively edited pieces that they've been showing off in front of the whole country. And the scary thing, I have seen many of these videos personally.
We got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from Joshua after this. Stay with us.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski. The dingaroner. The ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A+ rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-535-5000. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
I'll tell you, the song is perfect right now, right? I mean, not to lose hope, because so much that the government is holding back to control the narrative, it's just that we haven't seen it. We haven't seen the whole truth and nothing but we're starting to. And people are becoming more and more outraged and understanding that this is unacceptable. Joshua Phillip from Epoch Times, an investigative reporter who continues with us. People are frustrated. Rasmussen polls, the numbers continue to, they're on a vertical trajectory in terms of anger and disappointment and, you know, just a sense of losing hope and confidence in the government that's leading us.
Well, and under normal circumstances, would be something the government has to, you know, address. And, you know, address it in a way that doesn't, you know, do it by just stomping them out. You know, if you're going to restore trust, what do? You go towards transparency.
Right.
You know, if they want us to regain our faith in the judicial system, they need to prove that the judicial system is not, you know, selectively prosecuting based on race or politics. If they want to restore trust in, you know, the January 6th narrative, they should open the doors wide open and allow at least journalists to, you know, be able to see the whole footage, you know, if not the general public, because that again will restore trust. The question I think everyone has right now is, why are they not engaging in these basic forms of transparency? Why are they not allowing this type of criticism even, or this type of inquiry? And when you do these types of things, when government action tries to suppress these types of things, it does not actually resolve the problem. If anything, it just makes people less trustful. You know, you can point to any totalitarian communist regime, you know, is an example of this. It oftentimes has the opposite effect.
Exactly. Well, whether it's January 6th or certainly now COVID, I'll tell you one thing. I think people are realizing that having the Republicans in charge of the House and doing these investigations are really important, because it is forcing the government reluctant as it may be, and especially the power structure in the deep state, this permanent bureaucratic unelected class that has control of the levers of our government right now, they're being exposed. I mean, you've got to deal with this stuff, that COVID was a gain of function ambition, that Anthony Fauci was behind this. You have testimony from Redfield, the former CDC director, coming in and saying he was kept out of the conversation. He couldn't be part of the reindeer games because he wasn't agreeing with what Tony Fauci was directing. That Tony Fauci pays for the scientists to flip their initial report that it came out, I'm talking about COVID, came out of a lab, that it could have been a lab leak, and instead it was a different narrative, that Anthony Fauci used our tax money, used our money to buy off these scientists like he did with all the others. You know, ever since his reign that he's been doing for decades, he's been influencing the narrative and the reports, and he has compromised science here in this great country of ours. I mean, this is amazing. I don't know what's going to happen with Anthony Fauci, but to me, what he has done, not only to the American people, but to the world, is just abominable.
Yeah, you're referring to the proximal origin study, which Fauci may have even lied under oath, in fact. He's being accused of this right now. No suit comes out from it, but he is being accused of it. Claimed that, you know, he was not, you know, he claimed many times that he was aware of certain things, that he was not involved in these types of things. It turns out that he played a kind of directing role in getting that report written. And the interesting thing with that report was that it contradicts their internal communications, which are now publicly available, that Fauci and other scientists, you know, the other scientists were saying they believed that the last week origin theory might be the right one. That was around the time that my documentary, Funny Enough, came out, looking into the origins of the pandemic, and everything in there has since been proven true that I exposed. But, you know, I was attacked and censored for like 2 or 3 years. For saying what I said back then, even though everything I've said has now been shown to have been true. And, you know, the fact that these scientists were going against what they were privately saying, you know, why were they privately saying that they actually believed that that's the most likely case, that it came from a Chinese laboratory, while probably they're saying that it's basically impossible and so on. I think that we need to figure out why they were doing that.
Well, We know that at the nexus of it all, you've got Dr. Fauci, who's had so much control. I mean, and you reported on this too, Joshua, that he had, he was delving out millions and millions of dollars, you know, to fund these research and researchers, that they had to toe the line. Because if they didn't give him what he wanted to read, then they would not be funded again. You know, they're out of the reindeer games and they're out of the money. So you think about all these years that he's had this kind of influence, what he has done to set back science, what he has done to compromise healthcare in the United States single-handedly, is just incredible to me, that someone, that one man would have this kind of power, unchecked power, for all these years to be able to do this to us.
I agree, but you know, I think there's something actually even bigger at play, which is, you know, although now we're seeing that Fauci has these incredible powers, we've seen now the way these, you know, pharmaceutical companies work, how they basically pay for the campaigns of politicians, they cover a lot of the advertising costs for most of the major media. I mean, you look at the, I guess we're calling it now, like the medical industrial complex, and the influence these companies have, and the fact that even a lot of what we thought was science, like legitimate studies, was being curated basically around political or business interests. You know, I think for a lot of us, it's been shocking to see the veil get pulled back, and we're kind of seeing the nuts and bolts of how the whole system works. But I think there's also something good in that. I don't think a lot of people could ever go back at this point to believing in that life was how we believed it was for a very long time. We're starting to see now the level of corruption within, you know, the kind of business political system, and tied in with the media and everything else. And I think once people do see that, that's when they start demanding change. The reality was, the reality is we've seen the worst parts of these, you know, systems getting used, you know, under COVID and lockdowns, and everything else recently. But it was there for a very long time. And so I think it's good that people are actually seeing it, although I understand it's like almost like a hopeless state when you realize how big it is and how bad it is, frankly. But I think it's when that happens that things can start being reformed. And I do believe that public demand for that is going to start, at least starting a lot of, you know, political debates and discussions. And these are probably some of the main points for the 2024 elections, actually.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the fact of the matter is, Josh, what you're indicating here is this, whether we call it the military-industrial complex, the pharmaceutical, medical industrial complex, the educational industrial complex. It's a pattern. It's a systemic pattern that keeps repeating itself. It's this cancer that has metastasized throughout the institutions of our government. That's what, and I guess in one sense we can be thankful to COVID, because I think COVID really started to pull back the veil and we go, wow, if this with COVID, okay, what next? Okay, well, what happened in Afghanistan? I mean, it's just, let's just pull the string and, you know, the veils are falling back and we're seeing, you know, all these people that are buck naked and culpable.
Yeah, and then the emperor has no clothes, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Folks like you and I, the little kid in the crowd, saying the emperor has no clothes.
Yeah, and they're shutting us up and calling us conspirators, and here's your tinfoil hat, go away, you know.
Yeah, but here's the thing, you know. I mean, look, I've been censored like crazy. I'm monetized on YouTube. I mean,
yes.
I pretty much online. It's like I just don't even bother with social media as much as I probably should. Mm-hmm. But you know, here I am. I'm still standing. There's a lot of folks just like me who are not only still standing, but actually doing fairly well despite all that. And I think this ties into actually something that is very hopeful. You know, for me, is actually very hopeful, which is people don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
People, the entire media system, all the mainstream media can get together and attack, like, literally a YouTuber. Like, someone with an independent media. Like, not a big figure. And the public will get behind that liberal figure, and they won't believe, all the huge media. They have lost influence and lost just trustworthiness to such an extent that the stuff they say almost doesn't even work anymore.
Exactly.
And if you go back and look at the debates around when Trump won in 2016, that was one of the big coming to God moments, so to speak, for a lot of these people. Mm-hmm. Was they realized we put everything against him and we still lost. How the heck could that possibly have happened? They're realizing they're losing their hold on the public psyche. And I think COVID even took that further, in fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, it's gotten bad enough. And as the truth continues to be revealed, because that's the problem, you know, for people that lie. The truth is a big problem because it does find a way to coming out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And the truth's on our side, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. Joshua, again, thank you so much for coming on the show. Appreciate, again, all the great work. Keep it up and look forward to connecting once again with you. Joshua Phillip from Epoch Times, the investigative reporter. And, of course, a great documentarian. You've been doing a great job with the documentaries as well. Appreciate it. Take care. You got it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. Frustrated.